U.S. health officials are urging Americans to do plenty of this as a heat wave grips most of the country.
And Mayor Daley wants you to be safe.
Health officials issued warnings for people to take precautions in the heat. Even birds took that advice. Blistering heat affected the West Coast, the East Coast, and just about everything in between. In Chicago, people cooled off in Lake Michigan.
It's too hot. I don't have no air conditioner, so it's really hot for me and my son, so we just came out to enjoy the weather and the water today.
In many cities, officials issued air quality warnings. In the heat, ground-level ozone mixes in with automobile exhaust from cars and other pollutants, producing air that is dangerous to breathe. Several cities opened cooling centers to help residents bear the high temperatures. Heat is deadliest in large cities. Cities have large areas of brick and concrete that can trap hot air. The U.S. government has focused more attention on heat waves and has worked more closely with city officials, such as Chicago's Joyce Gallagher.
We just ask each and every person to please check on someone in their neighborhood that they think is in need.
Health officials have been trying to get the word out that the body's temperature regulation system can get overwhelmed. Signs of heat-related illnesses include fatigue, thirst, heavy perspiration, even muscle cramps. When dehydration becomes even greater, people can suffer headache, nausea, and dizziness. If the situation worsens, it can lead to heat stroke. The symptoms include confusion and dizziness, breathing can be rapid and shallow, and the person's skin can be hot, dry, and red. Cooling the skin and providing water is essential. But the best remedy is prevention. Staying cool, drinking plenty of fluid, and avoiding outdoor exercise in heat, humidity, and strong sunshine. People with the most trouble regulating body temperature are the very young and the very old. But others are susceptible too.
It's really, really hot, and I'm a fool for coming out here on my bicycle.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.